Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. Praise God. And we are in day three of I pray for you, you pray for me, and watch God change things. Amen. God had prompted me to speak to the body of Christ concerning, amen, praise God, and praying for the things that are needful in this day and age. If we keep up with what the news is saying on CNN and various other news channels, we can understand that they are saying that the economy is not getting any better. It's really getting worse, and the problems that they're having over in Greece and London and Paris is, you know, it's just overwhelming, you know, and about the euro. So I want to encourage you, amen, praise God, that although we're going through, God has promised that he would keep his people despite of what we go through. We're nearing the end, and Christ is soon to come. And so Satan is going to show his head on every hand to try to overthrow the will of God, but he won't be able to do it if we hold fast to what God is saying. If we look at the church at large, amen, we are so westernized that we're holding on to the constitution that America has set forth, those governmental laws and all this, amen, praise God, that America has. But if you look at over in foreign countries, especially England and all around, they had kings and they had kingdoms, and their laws were so much different. And because of who we are, we're kingdom children, and so we take on a whole new way of living and a whole new way of doing things. And it should be directed by the Holy Ghost. Father God has set these kingdom laws and principles for us, amen, even, amen, at the beginning of creation. And Adam fell, you know, but Jesus came back and he redeemed that back to us. Adam lost all birthright, all legal rights. He had given over, amen, praise God, to the enemy. And we really haven't obeyed God by building his kingdom in the earth realm. And then when oppressions come and afflictions come, we don't have nothing to back us up because we're not adhering to the will of God. So we need to understand that if we're going to gain anything in this life, we're going to have to take it by force. For the Bible literally tells us that the kingdom of God, heaven itself with violence, and the violence took it by force, the kingdom of God. So we as the people of God are going to have to take this thing by force because Satan has set up his laws in the earth realm, and it's over cities and states and towns. It's over, amen, praise God, schools and the jobs and everything that he can have standings to govern. Because the Bible says he's the God of this world. But we know that when we accept God as our Lord and Savior, amen, praise God, he becomes the God, amen, that we should recognize and literally go to for all kinds of help and support. the Bible tells us in Ephesians 6, praise God, that we don't literally wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, we should take on to us the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand in the evil days. And having done all to stand, therefore having our lives girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. Above all things, but literally above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, amen, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Prayer changes things. I pray for you, you pray for me, watch God change things. And because we are the children of the living God, we pray in the Spirit. Because we are spirit beings, we are to take on the government, the kingdom of God, in order to get things did in the earth realm. You got to overthrow what's been trying to master you. Amen? I don't care if it's marriage, homes, or whatever it is. You got to be able to overthrow these demons, because these demons are real. Those dreams that you're having, they're real. It shows the real life. It shows, amen, praise God, the things that Satan is literally trying to do to you, amen, and make it be manifested in the earth realm. When he came after Mary in the book of Revelation, amen, chapter 12, he came after Mary and Jesus Christ in order to destroy them, because it was going to be manifested in the earth realm. So in order for him to stop them, he had to first try to stop them in the spirit realm. Amen. Your spirit man is being attacked. Amen. And the manifestation of it is being seen. Amen. In the natural. So we're going to pray, God, that he would destroy all generational curses from off us today. Amen. Praise God. The Bible let us know way back, amen, as far as we can remember, and for as back as we don't remember, amen, there has been generational curses upon us, and it fell from one, amen, praise God, child to the next, or one parent to the next, all the way down throughout the bloodline, throughout the generation. And these curses would stay with us, amen, because we didn't know that we had the power, amen, when we come to God, to bind them up, so that they would linger along with us, amen, and cause havoc, because we didn't know that we were supposed to destroy them. But I pray today that God would move by his Spirit, amen, and every generational curse that was on my father and my mother, my sister and brother, and all the way down, amen, throughout the generations, Father God, amen, and for the people, amen, and their parents and children, because once that curse is there, amen, and it continue on from one generation to the next, amen, and then you be wondering, well, every so often a child is killed in my family, something is going on in my family, well, it's that curse. You got to break it, amen, and it's broken first through covenant. Remember, it's broken through covenant. Once you make that covenant with God, then you can go in and begin to pray, and God will intervene for you on those things. Amen. We pray, Lord God, that you would tear down the spirit of murder, adultery, stealing, bearing false witnesses against us. Amen. Coveting and, amen, our neighbors, amen, houses, amen, lands, amen. Thank you, Jesus. The job, amen, and anything that, amen, has been placed on us throughout the generations, amen, we ask that you would move it. Any witchcraft, that witches or warlocks that was in our family, Father God, any sexual perversions of lust, of child molestation, amen, of any unrighteous acts, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you would remove those curses right now in the name of Jesus off of your people. amen, praise God, and allow them, amen, to become back to the fullness of you and to their original state. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive us and cleanse us through your Son Jesus' blood, amen, according to 1 John 1 and 9 and John 14 through 14. And Heavenly Father, we repent, amen, and ask you, Lord God, to forgive us for our sins, amen. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen. Now I ask you to destroy every curse, all curses, generational curses that have been placed upon us, amen, of our spouse, amen, on our children, amen, praise God, including, amen, down to the 10th generation. Father God, we know that you know everything, amen, praise God, amen, and we know that, Lord God, you are the author and finish of our faith. I'm praying today that you would remove these generational curses of Alpha in the name of Jesus, and that because we have made a covenant with you, Father God, you will begin to strengthen us and we'll be able to stand in the things that you have appointed for our life. God, we know that God, amen, praise God, there don't have to be another murder, amen, another generation to come up and the family be murdered, amen, because we serve you. There don't have to be another, amen, praise God, molestation in the family because we serve you. There don't have to be, amen, another, amen, marriage that would end up in a divorce. Amen, praise God, because we serve you. So, God, we just ask you, Lord God, whatever the enemy has tried to hold over our heads, God, we rebuke him and bind him right now in the name of Jesus and ask you to destroy his works. Amen. We put on every stronghold, amen, every principality, every ruler, amen, of the darkness of this world, every witch and warlock that's been set an assignment to try to stop us from doing the will, amen, and keep us, amen, in bondage. We ask you, Lord God, to be, amen, that yoke breaker today, God, in the name of Jesus, and totally strengthen us and deliver us from all hurt, harm, and danger in Jesus' name. God, we just ask you, Lord God, to encourage your people, and God, let them know, Father God, that even, Lord God, as we're praying right now, amen, somebody will be kept, amen, praise God, when we pray. Somebody, amen, will be delivered and set free. Amen. When we pray, somebody will be restored when we pray in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, amen, as this 40-day, amen, prayer go on, amen, I'm in a consecration as well, and my body is not as strong as it will be, amen, after the consecration, but I ask you to strengthen me, amen, until, amen, I complete this consecration in Jesus' name. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, those that, amen, need to be healed, Lord God, from any cancer, sickness, amen, a mental problem, amen, a AIDS, a sugar diabetes, amen, a heart failure, tuberculosis, a lung problems, amen, a kidney problems, amen. Father God, that you would bring, amen, forth a healing. Any, amen, praise God, problems that are going on in the mind, any doubt, amen, praise God, I ask you to remove it right now in Jesus' name. Restore us back, God, amen. You're able to do it. Lord God, if we repent, Lord God, and turn, you said we turn, amen, you'll turn, amen, for us. Amen, praise God. Let us turn to you today, God, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Father God, we want to total you today. We want to bless you. We want to give you glory, amen, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. This is a new day and a new season for a lot of us, amen, and we got to walk this thing. We got to wait patiently, amen, for, amen, the move of the Spirit and the manifestation of what you're doing. So I ask you, Lord God, to give us that strength, that mind, and that tenacity, amen, to wait on you till you make these changes for us. And God, I ask you, Lord God, amen, in the name of Jesus, amen, to continue to move, continue to bless, continue to restore today. Amen, as they go up and down the dangerous highways, coming from job, coming from daycare centers, wherever the amen they might be going, God, keep them. In Jesus' name we pray. We'll be careful to give you glory, all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.